Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. In Kundalini Yoga, it's known that we have 10 bodies, in actuality, rather than just one. The 10 bodies consist of the physical body, 3 mental bodies, and 6 energy bodies. The neutral mind is the 4th body, and it embodies a state of consciousness and compassion. So if you really visualize these 10 bodies as layers of clothing on your body, the physical body being the overcoat that you wear for a lifetime, we can see it, feel it, and touch it. And we have these other bodies that we can't really see or feel, but they are there. The neutral mind being the 4th body, which also consists of the negative mind or protective mind, what could go wrong, or the positive mind, what could go right. The purpose of the neutral mind is to act like a weighing balance, a scale. It takes information from the positive mind and the negative mind or protective mind, and it balances and weighs both pieces of information and creates a decision that we need to make, whether we should move forward or stay back. A healthy neutral mind would only take 9 seconds to make a decision. When we are indecisive and we move back and forth from thought to thought, whether I should do it or I shouldn't do it, it's a sign of perhaps a weak neutral mind. In order to strengthen that neutral mind, to get rid of the roller coaster of emotions and decisions and going back and forth on what should I do, the best thing to do is to meditate. Meditating on the neutral mind. Meditating on the neutral mind not only strengthens the neutral mind, but it puts the positive and the negative minds at bay. It doesn't allow them to take full control and govern our lives. For example, the negative mind or the protective mind actually puts obstacles in front of us and doesn't let us move forward because we're trying to protect ourselves. We're afraid of the what ifs. And there, we don't let ourselves step out there into the world and try something new, get out of our comfort zone. The positive mind is like our inner child saying, oh, what could go wrong? Let's go. Nothing can go wrong. We can do this. Forgetting that we are perhaps not really ready. Sometimes if we jump into something like that too fast, the negative mind will come in and say, well, what if I fail? The positive mind will say, just go do it. So trying to find that fine balance, keeping that neutral mind nice and strong by just sitting in your thoughts and allowing yourself to sit and accept those thoughts, breathing and noticing will allow you to strengthen that neutral mind. Even if you give yourself 1 minute a day at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, just to sit and breathe and sit with your thoughts, you can slowly begin to strengthen that neutral mind. Many of us are afraid to sit in our own thoughts. We're afraid to sit in our thoughts because we're afraid of what we may find deep down in the closet that needs to be cleaned out. Meditation is the garbage disposal of the subconscious mind. We need to get down in there and clean out those crevices, clean out the back of the closet, get rid of all that stuff that's weighing us down, not allowing us to have that clear thinking pattern. So next time you notice that you are undecisive or indecisive of something, you're going back and forth, not sure of what to do, perhaps sit in your thoughts and just breathe and think through it. If sitting still and breathing is not for you, another option is to just journal. Draw a line down the middle of the page. Put down your protective mind and your positive mind, the words on each side of the line. And write down the things that what could go right and what could go wrong. And then really deep down, really, once you're done, finished writing all that stuff, really look at the stuff that is telling you what could go wrong. What are these things that are trying to stop you? What are these? Are these excuses or are they real things? Try that and see how it works. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I have a private page called Living Healthy, Living Well. All positive affirmations, great ideas, cool and fun challenges to keep ourselves healthy and well in body and mind. And continue to just listen to my podcast, subscribe, because I drop in a Follow Me Friday tip in the podcast as well. Until next time, have a wonderful week. Live healthy and live well. Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.